Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello, everyone. This is Al Riveron, Senior Vice President of Officiating. We have put together a tape specifically on use of the helmet plays from preseason from the past weekend. Some of these plays were fouls that were called and some that were not called. And then at the end of the play, you'll see a few examples of what we consider way to play, which are legal tackles. So we start off in Seattle, and this is the one play where we had an ejection this week. And you see the player come across right here, number 40, the defender come across with a clear and unobstructed path to the opponent. And then the player chooses to lower his head and initiate contact to their opponent. And there's your contact. So this player got flagged and ejected. Additionally, this is also a foul for unnecessary roughness on a defenseless player because a player has not had the opportunity to defend himself yet, and he is contacted to the neck or head area.
He can hold a room.
He got your attention.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. This is Al Riveron.
We just need the graphics. Whoosh. Why are they putting out videos? What's the problem?
What do you mean, what's the
what's
problem?
Wrong? What are you talking about? Too many complaints? Too many screw-ups? Trying to get it right?
Do you want to hear something?
Yeah.
That confirms what we've believed for a few weeks now?
Yeah.
The NFL is cooked when it comes to this rule.
Yeah.
This horrible rule.
Terrible.
Chris Mortensen. I know. Mortensen.
He's got a good report here. He's got some good insight here.
He writes, amid confusion and angst about the new helmet contact rule, the NFL is having daily dialogue about the application in preseason games. Oh. League sources tell ESPN the league will also assemble an updated video tutorial that will be distributed to game officials, coaches, and players once the final preseason games are played and in time for teams prepping for their regular season openers.
How nice.
According to sources.
How nice.
The helmet rule is expected to dominate a previously scheduled conference call taking place Wednesday for an expanded discussion among league officials. Hmm. News of that conference call first reported by Pro Football Talk. Al Riveron will put together the revised video with assistance from other league executives. It will include proper and erroneous applications by game officials, which one source said has generated a predictable hysteria because it is the first time the new rule is being officiated. I believe this video is going to be very similar to what he's already published. He's put these videos, that's where he played that from.
Hello, everyone. This is Al Riveron.
Hello. I mean, he is going to really put more of these together in what? I mean, what's it really going to do? What's the diff?
Well, I think he's going to protect the calls that look like they were correct ones this preseason. And he's going to totally eliminate the ones and not put the ones on there that they blew, like the Jordan Richards one from last week. He's not even going to show that.
You ready for what I...
Here's where my guys got it.
Wait a minute. To the teams or to the public?
Oh, to the teams.
He's not going to show the wrong ones to the teams?
To the teams and to the officials.
He's not going to show the ones they got wrong?
This is more of an officiating.
They're already showing the ones they got wrong to the public. They're going to show them to the officials, too. Anyone can access it by going online.
Okay. Well, let's hope so.
Did you watch the video? You didn't watch this video from him, did you? You should watch it.
What, at the beginning of the preseason? I did.
No, the one he's been putting out.
I did not.
The weekly update where he puts together 8 minutes worth of these plays.
Right.
Shows you ones that were called, right and wrong, and ones that weren't called and should have been called.
Okay, so was there a synopsis of the Jordan Richards? I mean,
I don't think he's put one out of week two's games.
Okay,
the video that's out right now is of week one.
Oh, he's pretty.
So you might
see another
one.
What was being said about that game?
I'm hoping he does it every week.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that he does. But listen to this: one influential league source said the NFL is looking at, quote, a probable 3-year adjustment to the new emphasis that will change behavior with consistent application.
Change behavior. How about you change the body shape of the head?
The 3-year is 3-year window is the consistent with what it was when they put in the defenseless players rules. This is where I, again, think you can make a mistake by just chalking up what they're calling hysteria based on the rule by saying, all these complaints and what people are saying, it's just hysteria because it's new. And we'll No, you have to look at how you're applying this rule. You can't honestly believe that you're applying what you're trying to do, which is take away hits with the helmet.
It's pretty simple to me.
You can't honestly believe that Jordan Richards' penalty was and should be a penalty. You can't believe that.
You can't. You can't even talk yourself into that one. By the letter of the rule, you can't even talk yourself into it. His head never, ever, ever led within any part of the play or the tackle. Jordan Richards finally made a play, and he got penalized for it.
3 years.
A really, really good play. Yeah.
3-year adjustment. They're okay with that. They're okay with this being a problem for three more years.
They knew it was going to be a problem. You knew. They had to know, and they're football people. You sit there and you start making and cutting things up and instituting new rules that didn't need to be administered. We know that launching and leading with the crown of your helmet is bad. And I think those hits have gone down in the league, except for a couple morons like the Bengals that still like to do it and lay people out. Like Brandon Merriweather play doesn't really happen at the safety position anymore. We saw Rob Gronkowski get knocked out and his back get hurt and his lung get hit because he got hit square in the chest by Earl Thomas on a clean hit. They didn't TJ Ward him, take his knee out, put the helmet on the knee. Like, they were legally hitting him, and he still got knocked out.
Let's go to Tom, who's in Nashville. Hey, Tom.
Yes, I agree with Richard Sherman with the new rule, with the NFL becoming the latest dynasty that's going to disappear, and soccer will become the new world sport.
Okay, you think the NFL is going to die over the rule, and soccer is going to take over? Yeah, I don't see that happening. If it does, it's going to be a long time before that happens.
We did a pretty good rating last Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time. Juan, on the NFL rule. Hi, Juan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Juan.
Not too much, but I just want to see. I want to see if you guys saw the Baltimore game last night. At about, I think it was 10 minutes into the first quarter.
Yep.
Austin Hooper leaped over a guy. And one of the Baltimore players got called for that penalty.
Yep.
And it was kind of a ridiculous call. I just want to see you guys talk about it.
I tweeted it out. I remember right when it happened. I watched the game. I said, another BS rule by the National Football League. Got their hands full on this thing. Changes need to happen. You can't go into week one thinking this is going to be the norm. We're a week away from that. This time next week, we're a day away from preseason being over. That's it. Friday night, we're in Carolina. Then it's Thursday Giants. Nobody's playing. Roster set next week. Then we're into week one.
Gentlemen, I hate to interrupt. We have a couple of aviation stories to share with you here that are very...
I mean, if you interrupt like this, this better be damn...
Can we wait or no?
No, knowing him?
No.
What's up?
What do you mean?
Jim McBride of the Boston Globe, we were just talking about him earlier,
yeah,
tweeted 3 minutes ago, John Bon Jovi just arrived at Patriots practice via helicopter.
Living on a prayer, man.
Now, the other one.
What's the other aviation story?
I'm not good at this.
Does it involve a whale or a shark?
Apparently, Post Malone. Are you familiar with Post Malone?
Yeah, very, very popular at the moment.
Rockstar. Play it, Jim.
His private plane is circling for an emergency landing. Apparently, the tires blew during takeoff.
Oh,
At Teterboro, in New Jersey. He is now circling, waiting to make an emergency landing in Massachusetts. Do we know what airport, Jim?
Westfield.
Westfield, Massachusetts.
Get out the foam. Like shaving cream. Those shaving cream men have running.
So it's circling to dump fuel? Is that what's going on?
Beetle, we just don't know.
Well, that's usually what happens when you get a crash landing coming. They burn off all the fuel before they land.
They were headed to London, but the plane's tires blew off.
Peter, you like Post Malone, right?
During the takeoff, and now they're circling before making the emergency landing. 16 souls on board.
Well, of course you got travel.
Okay, Hardy, let's not call them souls until...
That's because you can't taste 16, but you have to differentiate between pilots and passengers. That's why they use the terminology.
Tom's already talking about Dan's dates for next year. So.
Everybody on board.
You know what? That's what happens if you put 16 people
on
a private jet.
That's aviation talk. Watch a movie every once in a while, and you'll know how to talk about this stuff.
Did you see that one pilot land? I think it was a JetBlue flight, or was it Southwest? They lost their gear. Their gear stuck in the front, and they landed without tires. And the guy was able to put the back end down and put that front down. It was a perfect landing.
I think they're going to be fine.
The tires were like sideways. They were locked sideways.
Sir, we just thought the tire blew, so we might need to come back, sir. Just thought we might have blown a tire, sir. We blew a tire, so we need to come back, sir. We're not going to declare an emergency, sir, but we like to just head back.
See, they haven't even declared
an
emergency.
Turn for 2-4 and clear to land for 1-3 Victor.
How did you get this already?
We're sending a 1500 for 1-3 Victor.
Dude, we had
okay,
that.
Okay, sir, and if it's okay, could we hold for just to burn some fuel, get our weight down? And
hold ya!
Oh!
Burn the fuel!
God, we're good at this.
Burn the fuel!
The shows do this.
They want to get the less weight on the airplane.
Both.
They don't want to have an airplane full of fuel in case there's a little bit of a...
Get rid of a couple roadies.
In case you get a little torn up hitting that runway, belly down right on the...
Here's my question.
So they were originally going to land in Teterboro, and then they decided, no, they're not going to land here. We're going to go to Westfield, Mass to land.
I need
New York.
Got a better fire department there or something? You're going to grease the runways.
One quick question. Who is Post Malone?
He's like the number one the singer all the kids dig. And Jim, give me a little.
You know his work.
Jim, give me a little rock
okay,
star.
Okay, we'll get the latest on his plane, and we'll come
Jim
back
will come
with
back
Post
a little
Malone right after this.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You got it now, Hardy?
Yeah, I know who this is.
So, Post Malone. His plane blew out its tires taking off in New Jersey. They were headed to London. Now they're going to do a landing in Westfield. How much fuel they got to burn? They were ready to go across the pond here. How long are they going to fly around for before this happens?
They think they're on Planet Zippy when they get on that plane.
You got to burn extra fuel, but you got to go up there doing some stunt flying or something.
We want to.
You burn enough fuel, go South America.
Question is, why don't they just go out over the ocean and dump some of it there? Like, literally dump the fuel.
Well, I don't know if you can do that on a private jet.
Didn't it sound like there's a guy with a cowboy hat flying
that jet? Make it sound very easy. I don't know how
easy
that
is. Can you do it on a commercial flight? You can, right?
What do I know? How do we get the audio?
Didn't it sound like some hillbillies flying his plane?
Because that's public broadcast over public frequency.
We got a little problem here. I think we blew a tire. I want to turn around this plane right now.
I mean, listen to him. The pilot is calm. Listen to this man.
Give me.
The pilots are always calm. The good ones are, at least. This guy sounds like a good one. Got a
good pilot.
Everyday Sullenberger right here on the line.
Sir, we just thought the tire blew, so we might need to come back, sir.
Sounds a little bit.
Just thought we might have blown a tire, sir. We blew a tire, so we need to come back, sir.
Sounds a little bit like Jim Irsay, right? Hey, what's going on there, man?
Not even a little bit.
Jim Irsay.
I don't even get that a little bit.
I got a little bit of that.
Ex-military. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a guy who's learned to fly in the military, hence all the sirs.
This is a G4 that they are flying in.
Gulfstream 4?
Yeah.
Yep.
How many roadies do you think he has on it? 11 or 16 people on it. So you got two pilots. You got Post Malone. Two bodyguards. So they're right there at 5.
Do we call him Post?
Post.
Do we call him Malone? It's like Cadillac Jack. What do you call him? Cadillac? You call him Jack?
Katie, listen to him.
Post Malone?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Calvin probably does too, and you don't even know it. He's probably got a Post Malone sticker.
They actually stopped producing the G4 this year.
His name is Austin Richard Post.
Post Malone.
Take it to the Post.
So still,
I changed my team too. For us, Austin Richards.
Still circling, as far as we know.
As far as we know,
Austin Dick Post. That's his name. I'd change it too.
And we've had a group of people working on this as well. Have we determined where Westfield is?
Oh, you don't know? I know where that is.
Westfield's out west, dude.
Where?
It's like south of Hadley and Little West.
No, it's definitely not south of Hadley. It's actually northwest of Hadley. It's up.
So it's up in the mountains.
It's about an hour west of Amherst.
So if you're gonna bury a plane, that's probably where you want to. Yeah.
Westfield is just west of Springfield.
Teterboro's got a lot of people around it. See, I think they're going up in the mountains. Like, let's go land this thing up there. Give it a shot.
About an hour south of Amherst. Is that what you said, Beetle?
I said that.
What did you say?
It's northwest of Amherst.
No, it's actually south. It actually is. Yeah, I just think of it as being west.
Oh.
I feel like you're going to go up.
Oh.
So they're going to land in Westfield. And we don't know.
He's not the best looking guy. I mean, you know, he could.
Pulse Malone?
Yeah. There's pictures of him up there on NBC Sports Bus.
What are you saying?
If he didn't have this.
That he could afford.
He probably wouldn't be having all these friends or women if he didn't have this singing ability. That's all.
Oh, I know who this guy is.
Now you know who he is.
Yeah. Dude, are you watching?
This guy.
I'm just rooting for a safe landing.
Yes.
Whenever they do land.
Yeah.
Just up there flying around.
He likes to take pictures and like.
Hardy, get the tail number on that thing, would you? We need to start tracking this flight.
Hey, we tracked that. What was that one with the black box? Remember it went down? We thought that Vector. We had that code sign from the aliens. That was on one of our shows.
That ended up being
fake. We're on this stuff, man.
That ended up being fake.
What was the tell sign of the Beastie Boys? If you turned it upside down or looked at it in the mirror, what did it say?
License to Ill?
Eat me? Yeah.
Isaac's in the car with a football thought. Isaac?
It said eat me.
Yeah, so it was more for Shaughnessy, actually, but it was the Isaiah Wynn stuff. You know, would anyone be saying anything if Robert Williams went down? Because he's also a late first-round pick, not an impact player on the Celtics this year.
Is that guy calling from the plane? I thought for a second he may have been calling from the plane.
But Zoe's absolutely right. A little Beastie Boys trivia. I did not know the call sign on the Beastie Boys plane on the License to Ill album cover. 3 Mary Tango Alpha 3.
Put it in a mirror. Eat me.
Upside down in the mirror. Not even upside down. Just put it in the mirror.
That's like, wow, look at that.
Would the media be questioning if Robert Williams went down with an injury?
Did he show up and he get the injury? Was he hurt, like running because he was late? Did you hear he's living right next to the Celtics facility? they got an apartment.
I think
right
someone would ask, street. And I think that the team would talk about it.
Yeah.
I just think it's different. It's different with each team.
We got the flight tracker up, Beetle.
Great. They would talk about it, and I'd be bored to tears about Robert Williams' injury.
Mm.
If you already knew that it was an Achilles and he was done for the year, great. What more do I need to know? What more is there? What's the flight tracker say?
Doing circles.
Mm. What altitude?
1,000 feet.
Can we play some Post Malone while we're talking about this?
Give me something else, Jim.
Can you find it?
I don't know if I can play anything else.
I was going to say, can you find the clean versions?
You got a dump button.
You want calibrated altitude?
Yeah. Whatever that is.
6875. 6875.
They're lower than 7,000.
That's sort of low, man.
He's out over the water right now.
Oh,
out
God.
Out over Long Island Sound.
Is he dumping fuel?
We just don't know. But I tell you,
can we get someone on the line who knows something?
Can we get
Zach? I know everything you need to know.
Can we get 96.9 on?
Zach, tell me about the plane.
Hey guys, I go to Westfield State University.
Okay,
there.
Are you a pilot?
Are you qualified?
No, I'm a business management major. But all right, so they're going to be landing at the Barnes Airport. It's like an airstrip right out there, right off the Pike.
Is it large? Is it got a long runway for
all the fans? Is there a place where the fans could see this?
It's no Logan. I can tell you that. It's no Logan.
But, I mean, can you line the fields with all the fans out there at Westfield State?
It's no Logan.
You think it's funny? There's kids. Kids are going to show up there and watch this.
Good everybody. That's no Logan.
This flight tracker is circling Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I believe it.
What happened to Westfield?
He's going to go there eventually.
But he's circling over Bridgeport, and then he's got to
burn the fuel. He's got to burn up that fuel, Hardy. How many times do we have to tell you?
He got fly damn near across Connecticut.
He had a full Full tank. They were going to London. Were they going to London? Where they were going?
Yeah.
Yeah, said, England, yeah.
That's a long flight.
Ground speed, 274 miles per hour.
Not that fast.
Says you.
Sound damn fast to me. Not that fast. Not that high.
12, tracking at 12 degrees.
Oh, good. we'll keep an eye on this.
It's no Logan.
They have a graphic for it.
Check your Twitter. Somebody tweeted us a link. On your Twitter.
I love that caller. Zach and Clint. I go to Westfield State. Yeah. It's right near the...
that makes you qualify to talk about it.
No, I'm a business major. I didn't take aviation.
The airstrip is right off the pike. It's no Logan.
It's no Logan.
Look, you guys need a flight expert. I'm in turf management at Curry College. Ground soft out there in Westfield. They should be fine. I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
I'm going to take one more before we go to headlines. Carolyn in Melrose. Carolyn.
Good idea. No doubt.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn. What do you know about this plane?
Well, I don't know much about the plane, but I just wanted to say...
It's thoughts and prayers postponed?
Don't laugh. It's not Westfield. It's Westover Air Force Base out in Chicopee.
What about okay. it? What about it?
Well, that's where the plane would be going because there's no airport in Westfield.
You sound informed.
You already laughed at the people that went to Westfield State.
Yes, I'm kidding.
There is an airport there.
The kid is right.
There is. Barnes Regional Airport is in Westfield.
Oh, dear God. Then thank you for that information.
Okay.
It's no Logan.
Throw the break.
He's flying over the Roosevelt Forest right now. I'm looking at this crazy Somomo bitch.
When's he go through the candy cane forest?
He's circling doing some stunts out
in the land of Ghoulie Ghoulie gumdrops.
It's no Logan.
Sports Hub headlines.
Our lead story this hour, Post Malone's private plane blew a tire on takeoff on their flight to London. They are now circling around Bridgeport, Connecticut, currently tracking at 209 degrees at a ground speed of 238 KTS. We'll keep you updated on the story. Also, John Bon Jovi arrived at Patriots practice via helicopter earlier this hour. As for the Red Sox, they lost last night. Final of 5-4 to the Cleveland Indians. They'll play the second of the four games set tonight. Nathan Eovaldi gets the start. He'll go opposite the rookie. He's going against Shane Bieber tonight. He's 6-2 on the year with a 4.37 ERA. Victor Cruz announcing his retirement from the NFL today. He's joining ESPN as an analyst. Headlines are brought to you by Spectrum, America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice company. Hiring field technicians for all their New England offices. Apply at jobs.spectrum.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports. I have more headlines in 30 minutes.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. And only get up to you, and all the things that you do, you make me feel all right.
Boy, they still jams and riffs off really good music. Make your own stuff. Hey.
617-779-0985. Hardy, what do you know about that plane?
I thought he was...
Post Malone update.
Thought he was making a move or what?
I thought he was making a move, but now he's circling back. He is tracking at 1,999 degrees, maintaining an altitude of 6,874 feet. Ground speed, 238. That's 274 miles per hour. So just kind of hanging around that Bridgeport, Connecticut area, just circling.
What goes up must come down.
Post Malone's flight blew a tire on takeoff. He was headed to London. Now they're circling, trying to burn off some fuel before making an emergency landing, reportedly in Westfield, Massachusetts, but right now still circling over the Bridgeport, Connecticut area.
keep you updated on that.
Yeah, you're damn right we will.
Well, we'll have to let you know.
Yeah, they
let
you know. There, huh? Where we, I'm going to start watching this flight track. This flight track is all right.
It's detailed, isn't it? Very detailed. 617-779-0985. Sean is a pilot. Sean?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, first-time caller. Huge fan. You guys are killing it.
Thank you.
So, you guys asked a few questions about... you know, what he was doing. So the speed thing, he's capped at 250 knots because he's below 10,000 feet. But they fly that well.
He's flying a boat? 250 knots?
Shut up. Shut up, Zoe. Let the man speak.
Yeah. It's a really big boat, Zoe.
With wings.
But they don't have any ability to dump gas. Only, like, the world's biggest airplanes can do that. So
that's not even that's not even a feature, is it?
So you're saying I was right?
No. No, my plane doesn't have it. My plane's way bigger, so.
Nice.
What are you? What are you driving?
What's that, what kind of bird do you fly there, badass?
Yeah, what kind of equipment you on?
I'm on an Airbus.
Yeah, Airbus. Yeah. They got a Con Air model number there. What do you got?
Con Air.
320, my friend. 320.
Ooh. Ooh. What is KTS for this ground speed? What is KTS stand
for? Knots.
That's knots. Yeah.
What's the difference between a knot and a mile per hour?
You ever been on a boat?
It's pretty close because a knot is like nautical mile. Was it 60-13? And then they can stash miles like 5280. So it's like almost 1,000 feet more.
All right.
Okay.
Did you know that KTS stood for knots, Zoe?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Well, you could have said that.
Yeah, but I don't know the fraction. Like the
yeah. Hey, the Sean, you ever been on one of those Airbus A380s?
Yes.
Huge.
I have.
Huge.
Is that the big one?
Yeah, it's the huge one. The biggest, world's biggest airplane, right?
The double decker.
The double decker upstairs.
World's biggest airplane.
Oh, they got a nice bar upstairs.
Yeah.
They do.
Those could probably dump fuel, I'm assuming.
We were on one of those. Virgin one when we went over to play in London.
Good info, Sean. Appreciate the call.
Staircases, like spiral staircases. It's nice.
I'm afraid.
What are they doing upstairs?
We're getting emails on this, too, by the way. From Bob. Bob says that the place in Westfield is home to the Mass Air Guard unit flying F-15 Eagles, and that there is plenty of runway. A lot of runway out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Tom, who's in Worcester. Tom.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, cop?
So the reason why he's circling Bridgeport, you guys were talking about he's making circles over Bridgeport.
Yes.
There's an airfield there called Sikorsky Memorial Airfield. It's actually in Stratford, which is the town next to Bridgeport. In case the S hits the fan, they're going to put it down there, but now it looks like they're going toward Westfield. And that plane is flying, like your previous caller said, who was the pilot. Most private jets do not have the ability to dump fuel. Only wide bodies do because they carry so many more gallons. They measure it by weight. They don't measure it by gallons. They measure it by 20,000 gallons or pounds of fuel.
Yeah, fuel pounds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of equipment you on, Tom?
What do you think our outcome is here today?
They're going to find the longest runway that airfield has, and they're going to put it down as light as possible. JetBlue had an incident like this several years ago out in L.A.
California. Yeah,
the front wheel's locked.
That
the
was
way.
The one front wheel was changed. It was going in the wrong direction, but the tires were still intact. So they burned them out, but they were able to sort of put it down gently.
How's your firewood?
So most wide-body aircraft are the only ones that have the ability to dump fuel. You're not going to find that on narrow body.
Okay, Tom. Appreciate the call. Just looking to get an opinion on how this is going to end firewood. Yeah, you already told us that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, we have some listeners that are highly educated local airports.
Don is in Hamden. Don.
Here we go.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, Don?
Good.
Hey, here's the deal on Barnes. I work right next to it. I have my whole life. It has one of the longest runways around. It's as big as, it's actually a fairly big airport. It's a National Guard base. They fly F-15, so they're probably very prepared for some type of landing like that. But at the same time, I think probably the biggest reason, you said it was a Gulfstream.
Yes.
They have a very large Gulfstream facility there.
Mm.
So that also could be part of the reason.
so that once they crash this thing,
well, they're going to want another plane. This guy's going to be like, I have so much money, give me another plane now.
It's like your Volvo's smoking. Well, don't drive it over to the Ford dealership.
Right. Where's the Volvo? You got a Route 9.
Just drive it here to the dealership.
It's no Logan.
Well, we got parts already ordered. You're going to need tires. You're going to need axles. You're going to need tie rods. Springs, shocks, and struts.
Brakes and rotors.
Yeah. What are you going to Meineke for? You going to get your car painted a Meineke? You're going to get a muffler.
I tell you what, you set that sumbitch down here in Westfield. We'll change the oil for you before you head off to London.
What's that gook you got there on your windshield?
That's a tremendous buildup of filth and muck.
Why don't you, by the way, then why don't you check on the, what was that from Fletch when he went up under the hood? They told him to check on the ball bearing.
Seventh Fetzer valve.
Yeah, the seventh. How do you remember this stuff? The seventh
final call on this.
Tom, show me where that's.
No, it's not the final call.
Tom, what do you
got? Lots more.
Hey, guys. This is the other Tom from Worcester with the firewood.
Oh, the real one. The cop. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, I have a feeling I know what they're going to do. They're going to have to fly another plane right on top of this one.
Yes.
Right.
A hole in the top of the first
space
plane.
Shuttle.
Yes.
Drop a rope ladder out.
Yes.
And all the people are going to climb out. I saw it. Airport 75. It almost worked. George Kennedy died, but you got to give it a try because that plane ain't coming down any other way.
Excellent.
So would you like to state any of your qualifications on aerospace?
He's a member of law enforcement and he plays guitar. I think that's enough.
I've seen every airport movie, every disaster film.
Did you see Snake on a plane? Snakes on a plane?
I did. Get these leaping snakes off my planes, though.
Air Force One was a good one, too, with Harrison Ford.
Thanks, Tom.
Executive.
It's like I watched an episode of Air Disasters last night. I am fully qualified to speak about this matter.
Executive decision. What you need is a stealth fighter, and then you come up underneath the passenger jet, and that's how you access the hatch. Did not end well for Steven Seagal.
Well, they're still flying around Bridgeport, Connecticut. They're just doing big circles over Bridgeport.
Pulse Malone's aircraft in distress after blowing a tire on takeoff on a flight to London. They are now circling Pulse Malone and 15 others on board, trying to make an emergency landing in Westfield, Massachusetts.
Boston
circling
players.
Currently out near, as we learned, near another, is it airport or is it an air base?
I think it's both, but it isn't an air base of some sort.
Say you got into trouble like out in like near Vegas and that, and they're flying. Would they have the ability to put that thing down at Area 51?
Sikorsky Memorial. Hell no.
Or they tell them, get the hell out of here.
Get out of here.
Lake Room. What's the name?
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
You can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Who are we starting with today?
I'll go with the takeaway here. Not from today's show, something that was sort of a leftover that I think is important. I think that the fans of New England sports teams, and really Boston sports teams, I think they represent themselves well in this survey every single year. Here's something about Tom Brady. We did not get to this question, including this season. How long do you believe Tom Brady will be quarterback for the New England Patriots? One, this season only, got a 13% response. Two seasons, 44% of the vote.
Sweet spot.
44% of the people believe he has two seasons left.
As do I.
3 years, he got 33%. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you right then and there that means 90% of fans believe Brady is done within the next 3 years. Four got 6%, five got four, five or more got 4%. That means 9 out of 10 Patriot fans believe Brady is done here, at the very least, the way it's asked. How much longer do you believe he will be the Patriots quarterback, that he will no longer be the quarterback at some point in the next 3 years? And I think that represents an answer from a group of people who are not delusional about the matter. So I thought it was a good answer. I thought it was a little bit telling. You know, we always seem to get those, I think he's playing forever.
No, I mean, if things go his way and they have a hell of a year and they win, I could see him walking off, man. Like, what else do you got to prove? There's six. Six, it's over. Discussion's over. You want to come back and lose in a divisional round or wild card round? No, you don't go out on that. Like the Dan Marino football life, you watch it last night. Dan went out on a 62-7 loss to Jacksonville. I stood there on the sidelines that day and watched that. Like, this isn't Dan Marino. I can't throw. You don't want to be that guy. I just walk out on top. If they go and they sweep and they have a hell of a playoff run and they win it, I can see him walking off. I don't think people would have a problem with that.
9 out of 10. Meanwhile, I can't seem to not look at this flight chart here.
Oh.
Of this flight.
Post Malone's flight with the 15 other individuals.
Can't stop watching.
Right. It's, Felger Mass will keep it. Jim Murray will keep it updated. Jim Murray's probably the only one who knows Post Malone.
Yeah, traveling at 242 KTS.
That's
that would
not
be
nuts.
Two thirds of you.
Jim, earlier today, Jim, they didn't hear of Casey Musgrave, one of your favorites. Yeah, hey, just these two guys. No,
I knew.
You did?
Yeah, corrected the way he said the name.
Oh, okay.
He said Musgrave. He said, Musgrave.
You know, there's no time for Casey Muskrat. When Post Malone's flight, the tire blew on takeoff. They're going to London. They're not going to make it. They don't want to try it. They're going to circle. They're going to burn off fuel.
Go over a pond.
There's no fuel dump on an aircraft of this size or on a Gulfstream 4. Instead, they're circling.
They got to get to Westfield,
Bridgeport, Connecticut. They're going to try and make it up to Westfield.
Get an oil change
and set that mama down nice and gentle on the runway there. But
the whole runway's getting foamed right now.
We are monitoring the flight.
I would just like to know: is there going to be live video of this?
Yes.
Available.
Are you kidding
as
me?
It happens.
Well, now,
the JetBlue incident happened with the tires in the front.
We're watching it.
Everyone in the world could watch that live on television. Will the same be true here?
I would think so because they got time to get out there.
They followed Aaron
Hernandez. They got to burn off fuel that was meant to get them to London. So my gut tells me they're going to be circling for a while. My session just timed out. What? What?
What do you mean it timed out?
I just got to reload the page.
Nah, he's still circling. He's over Stratford at the moment.
To conserve bandwidth.
He's between Bridgeport and Milford, Connecticut, heading back out as they continue to loop and loop and loop.
Loop. The loop is still in effect. Interesting. I'm telling you, man, there's going to be high school and college kids showing up to see this guy come down.
No Logan. That's all I got to say.
Yep. It's no Logan.
It's no Logan.
Good updates, though, on all the other airports around there.
I appreciate all the calls on it, though.
A lot of them. Good job. Thanks for, if you did vote for us in the Channel Market Research Survey, we appreciate it. It's very nice of you. We love our listeners.
Thank you very much. Again,
very nice
we finished 22% of the vote. We finished second to Felger and Maz, who had 24%.
Patriots call. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Maz is losing popularity.
Maz is stuck
year
in
by year.
We got to get Maz going.
Year over year results are not.